Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Welcome to Business Resolutions, your host, Jorge Gonzalez. My guest today is Jorge Cañellas. Jorge is an attorney, a CPA, an entrepreneur, a man of all seasons, a renaissance man. Jorge, welcome to my program.
Thank you, Jorge, and that's a pretty wide description. Nowadays, I feel myself doing quite a few different things.
The last venture, I thought we'd start with the last venture, and then we go sort of to the middle, and then we go to the beginning, you know. But let's start with the last venture, because I was kind of, shocked with your new venture, a person who's been with an accounting firm and taxes, and now with the outside consultant, legal counsel with Fidler, Gonzalez and Rodriguez. But your latest venture is distributing wines from Mallorca. Tell me, tell us how you got into that, and let's go over some of the challenges that a new venture like this as a new empresario bring to you.
Well, it's kind of a long story, but actually my grandfather on my father's side was born in Mallorca, and he was a miner. Actually, there were some mines at that time in Mallorca. He traveled to West Virginia. That's where my father was born. But he didn't remain there very long. He went back to Mallorca. Apparently, he got he got sick in the coal mines, and by that time my father had been born. He was about 3 years old, and actually my father was raised in Mallorca. And even though he came to Puerto Rico when he was very young, you know, he always kept a lot of his family, including his father and some of his sisters and brothers and cousins and everything, in Mallorca. So in reality, we always went to Mallorca once in a while, you know, even when it wasn't necessarily the booming touristic place that it is today. So in one of my last trips to Mallorca a few years ago, I came across the fact that Mallorca had wines, you know, and I was kind of surprised because I had been there quite a few times and I never came across that. And so last year when I went to Mallorca, I met some connections with some of the wineries there, and brought some of the wine, made some catas ciegas, you know, blind tastings. At a place in Puerto Rico, and it turned out that the wine was very good in terms of people tasting it and liking it a lot. So I decided to go for it, and contracted with 7 small wineries from Mallorca and 1 from Menorca.
Yeah, as a side story, we had lunch at Mesón Gallego with Jorge today before the interviewing him, and. Lo and behold, the wine that he orders there, of course, the one that's a wine that he's distributing, of course. And it happened to be a wine that last year, at more or less the same time as we are right now, last year, we went to, there were a couple of us. There was a judge, Danny Dominguez, and attorney Etienne Toti. We were visiting various things. We went to visit a winery, and we visited the wine that we had for lunch, and we loved it, and we all brought back a bottle of that, which is not something we people normally do as tourists, to bring back bottles of wine. So you have to really like the bottle of wine. So we brought the bottle of wine, and what a coincidence, because it is a very good wine.
Yes, so it's a very good Cabernet Sauvignon, yeah, from Jaume Mesquita Winery in Mallorca.
The were you a wine enthusiast, I mean, a connoisseur, or like me, you just like to drink wine? I mean, were you a studious person on the wine, or you know?
It's more like I like wine.
Yeah, like you're like me.
I mean, I've traveled to Napa, Calistoga, yeah, and then I've been in Mendoza, in Argentina.
Wherever you can get free wine, you go.
Yeah. Well, and I've been to France, the area of Reims, you know.
Sure, sure.
Moët Chandon.
But you don't belong to these wine and
winery
associations,
no,
and
no.
The Chevrolet, what, et cetera, et cetera.
Chevrolet,
you just drink wine like I do, and
right,
enjoy it. Yeah. So it was. It's a combination of your roots in Mallorca, and then running into really good wines, like I happened to by coincidence to me in Mallorca, and then saying, "Yeah, this would be a business." So I think tell me how it developed. The contacts were very positive, and
everything. Well, in Mallorca, people are very Mallorcan. You know?
Lucky you were Mallorcan.
It's an island, and they're very, into being from Mallorca. You're either from Mallorca or you're not. You know, actually, we were saying that if you're from Mallorca, you're a Mallorcan. If you're Spanish, you're sort of like a forastero, you know, sort of like a stranger. And if you're not from Spain, then you're a foreigner, I guess. I'm not sure if that's the correct translation, but basically that's the way it was. So I was able to piggyback on the fact that my father had, actually was raised in Mallorca. Cañellas is a very common name, fairly common name in Mallorca, and actually Catalonia, too, contrary to Puerto Rico, there are not that many Cañellas. So I was able to, to create a good rapport with all of these family businesses, okay?
Right.
Which many of them had never, exported outside Europe. So it was a learning process for myself and actually for them,
Yeah, and some of these wines, you have what, seven is it? How many? Seven?
Eight wineries, 34 wine. Different labels.
So in 1 year, you put together a good group of wine entities. So
it's kind of crazy because it's tough. It's like I was telling you at lunch, it's like having 34 kids, whenever I go to a restaurant to present my wines, I have to, which of my kids am I going to take, But it's an interesting, quite different from being a corporate tax attorney, as you may imagine, you being one. And now was a good time.
Yeah.
You know, I had retired from Ernst & Young in September 2010, and I'm an off counsel at a law firm, which gives me some flexibility on my time to do other things. And this thing about the wine sort of came at a good, they say timing is everything in life, and it turned out to be that way. It's quite a challenge, to sell wines in this market.
Very different, a lot of competition. Yes. And one of the surprising things about the Mallorcan wines is they're very long established. These aren't new ventures.
Bodega Rivas, and Rivas is a known name in Puerto Rico. I think we even have an airport, right?
Right, Rivas, right. Sí, sí. Arecibo, no?
Guadilla or Arecibo. That winery has 300 years, Bodega Rivas.
Sí, sí, sí.
And there's also a winery, José Luis Ferrer, which is the largest one. It has about 200 bottles of wine a year, that the owners are of Puerto Rican descent. Rosas family from the area of Arecibo, Utuado. So it's very interesting. When I was there and I was told that, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. I know, and we're going to talk, you started with your wife's family and your wife, Party City, and we're going to talk about that. But your experiences of starting a new company, and this one was more you than your wife and your wife's family. So, what were the surprising, obstacles or things that, really you did not expect as you started this new business? It's about a year old now, right?
Yeah.
About a year. So, what were the kind of shocks? You are the incoming president of the Chamber of Commerce. So, I think it's good that people go through businesses and experience themselves.
Even though nowadays you can get some certifications and maybe permits or certificates through the Puerto Rico government site, like certificados de buena conducta and that kind of thing. There's still a lot to be said about just getting all the permitting process, through Puerto Rico, whether it's Treasury Department or municipalities or so on and so forth. It is, very time-consuming, and sometimes you just try to hurry things up and you can't.
You can't. from you decide you're going to be importing wines to then doing the first import took how long, more or less, ballpark figure?
Well, from it was about 1 year, which maybe you say, well, that's not so much. From the time I came back from Mallorca and made a decision to the time, you know, we got the first shipment in, about a year. But, you know, a few months, the request for the alcohol permit with the Puerto Rico Treasury Department was stalled. And that was a little bit frustrating, you know, but...
That's life.
that's okay. Life.
Well, let's take a break. I'm with Jorge Cañellas, attorney, CPA, entrepreneur, and emprendedor, recent emprendedor. We'll be right back after this break.